This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 25. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11. It says there, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." End of quote. Soren Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher, theologian, poet, and religious author, said this, "Many of us pursue pleasure with such breathless haste that we just hurry past it." End of quote. In the pursuit of finding our path of life, genuine joy and lasting pleasures, we often hurry past it. It is a truth hardly recognized and acknowledged. Don't we agree? How do you know the correct path of your life? How do you experience genuine joy? Is it possible to experience pleasures forever? Our Today's Insight answers all these questions that haunted human beings' mind over the years. David, the king of Israel, wrote the psalm. He was a shepherd boy taking care of his father's sheep. He lived in an unknown city called Bethlehem. It was a small town with no importance. Being an ordinary teenager shepherd boy in a remote town, he was nobody. During the night hours, he slept in the wilderness watching over his father's sheep. No fun at all for a teenager. However, even in those lonely days and nights, his heart was in the presence of the Lord God. He wrote songs about God and him during those days. Psalm 23 and 19 are examples. He wrote, "The Lord is his shepherd, and because of that he won't lack anything. As he lay down to sleep in open places, he looked at the sky and marveled the glory and beauty of the heavens and praised the Creator God in heaven." No matter where he was, in the valley, pasture lands, hills, and mountains, he continuously lived in the presence of the Lord by thinking, singing, and praising God. However, as he centered his life around God, the Almighty sovereignly weaved the path of his life. Samuel, the prophet of God, was dispatched to Bethlehem to Jesse's family to anoint a king for Israel to replace a rebellious and disobedient king called Saul. Why Jesse's house? Because the God who knows the heart of all men spotted a young man after his own heart in Jesse's house. Jesse and his seven children never thought any significance about David. However, God did. David was just a simply countryside shepherd boy for all of them. Jesse called all his seven children to meet with Samuel. None of them was picked for the divine assignment. Finally, Samuel asked, "Are these all your sons here?" Jesse said, "There is a youngest one, but he is keeping the sheep." Samuel said, "Go and call him soon." When he came, the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." The Lord God said to Samuel, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." End of quote. The man looks at outward appearance. However, the Lord looks on the heart. The Holy Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day onward. Samuel, the prophet, returned to his home in Ramah. God was the center of God's life. Is God the center of your life? If God is the center of your life, He will make known to you the path of your life. The Holy Spirit will rush upon you to fulfill His amazing plans in your life, as He did to David. Do you want to be joyful? Beloved, live daily in the presence of God. Listen to Him and talk to Him. You will be filled with joy. Why? Because the fullness of genuine joy is only in God's presence, nowhere else. Don't be fooled by the world and what it offers. You see, people want to be joyful and they look for joy and happiness and pleasures in wrong things and places. Then they become sad, disappointed, and depressed because the joy world offers were momentary and short-lived. Many ended up in mental diseases and suicide at the end. Beloved, do you want to have permanent pleasures or lasting pleasures? Pleasures forever are in the right hand of God. Hold on to Him and His promises, His word every day when you start the day and end the day, and he will give the lasting forever type of pleasures for you. The life and this world would throw evil things, evil arrows and dirty trash at you. However, do you know what? God regularly turns those trashes into trophies of your life. As a God-centered shepherd boy, God turned David to a king of Israel. Though he was alone and lonely in his young age, he continuously lived in the presence of the Lord. It made all the difference for him. God still speaks through his life and writings. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today. Lord, like David, I want to live in your presence. I want to listen from you and I want to talk to you. Wherever I am, I want to live in your presence. I want to live a God-centered life. Help me to do that, Lord. I know Jesus Christ, my Savior, died for my sins on that cross. He died and rose again for me. Please forgive my sins and save me today, Lord. I come and worship you and I adore you. And I give myself fully and completely into your hand for your purposes to be fulfilled in and through my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.